I'm going to have a young man come up here now who shared his testimony with me, I know, probably a couple months ago. I just was amazed at hearing how God had worked in his life. So David Mast, if you'll come up here. David and Sarah just got married, what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah?
Good morning, everybody. I might get excited, but it's not the first time. I might get nervous. Mike just asked me a couple weeks ago if I would share my testimony of what I've been through in life and how I got to know God. And it's just, most of you might know, or some of you might know, that I was born and raised Amish, which it's not who we are. When we get to know God, we're a Christian, we're a believer in Christ, and we're all Americans. So, but as I was growing up, going to school, and just a teenager, it always just seemed like the works, what we do, what we wear, is all that matters. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter if we do what the Bible says. We always had the Bibles, just what we have now, what I have now. But we weren't really allowed to look into that. It was just what our grandparents did and all that, just our forefathers, that's all we were supposed to look on to. And I started searching, and I wanted to know what the truth really is. And it just seemed like every time I asked questions, like the bishop and whatnot, every time I started asking him questions, he just told me that's more than I need to know. It's not for me to know that much about the Bible. So I just tried to get things on my own, and I just started reading. I had finally found a Bible that was English and German, which all we had before was Germans, and I couldn't really understand what I'm reading. So when I was about 14, it was when I really started reading more and searching in the Word more. And then, but I kept doing things, of course, that I got in trouble for, just a little this and a little that, just not things that I couldn't find anything in the Bible that it was wrong to do it, so I was tempted to do it. And I kept getting punished for it. And well, usually when the Amish get about the age of 18 is when they get baptized, but it's not because they know Christ, they baptize them to the church. And once they're baptized, they're a member of the church, and they can't go anywhere else unless the church okays it, opens up that they can go to another church or anything. So time came that I was 18, and I really didn't want to get baptized, because I didn't know why I was getting baptized other than just to be a member of the church. So, but I did, because I knew if I don't, everybody's going to look at me like I'm a rotten apple. And I didn't want that, so I just went along, just did what everybody else did. But I wasn't happy. I can say, the day I got baptized, I went home, and I was very sad. I was upset, but I didn't really know why. And about a year later, it was August 11, 2006. I was 19 years old. I was just troubled. I mean, that year after I got baptized, was a member of the church, that's when really the bishop gets a hold of you. Like, anything you get in trouble for, he comes to you and talks to you about things. And it was just it just seemed like every Sunday I was in trouble for something. It was maybe writing with somebody, jumping in a truck, writing with a friend to the neighbor, something like that. Just anything like that I got in trouble for, and I just got so tired of it. And one Sunday after church, they came to me again, and we talked for about 4 hours, and it just seemed like nothing makes sense to anybody. I couldn't figure out what they want, and they couldn't figure out what I'm trying to tell them. And we ended up walking away from each other like that. And the next day I was out in the field working, and just working in the field, and I kept thinking of all the things that we talked about, and I kept praying and asking God what I should do and what I can do. And I ended up talking with a friend of mine that was in English. We call him English, which that's what I'm now. So I talked with him and told him what I'm going through. I told him I just don't know where to turn, where to go. I said, all I can do is try to do what they want me to do, but I still keep getting punished. And he's like, well, it's not what you do or what you wear. He's told me I need Jesus. He said, that's your problem. You need Jesus. And I was like, what do you mean? I said, I don't know how or what. Like, I couldn't figure out what he's trying to tell me. So he explained it to me and said that I need to go home and read Romans. I can't remember which one it was. But anyway, there's a few verses in Romans 9, I think, 9, 10, or...
I think he told me 10.
What's that?
You think he told me 10.
Yeah, I think it's in 10, Romans 10. Anyway, he told me a few verses to read and told me what it means and whatnot. So I went home after I was done working in the fields that evening. I read those verses, and it just... I've read them before, but I didn't know what it means, and it just really stood out to me, and the Holy Spirit just really convicted me right there, and I cried out to God, and I got saved there. And the next morning, I went to bed, like, right after that, just, I felt very, just like this video that we watched. I just felt like I was loaded with love, but I didn't want to say anything to anybody, because I knew what's going to happen. They're going to tell me I'm going out of my mind, and they told me that before, so I knew didn't want to go talk to my parents or anybody about it, because they're just going to tell me I'm losing my mind. So time went on, and it was just like I tried to just, after that, I just tried to do what I know is right and just go along with everything, because I was a member of the church, and I knew if I leave the church, they're going to shun me. They're not going to deal with me. It's going to be very... And I really got along with my family great. I had very good parents. I mean, it was so hard for me to even think about God. I felt like God keeps telling me I need to do something else. He had other plans for me, but I didn't know what. And I just kept saying, well, the last thing I want to do is leave my family, because I can't. That's the last thing I want to do. I told myself a couple times that I would never walk away from my family, because I couldn't. And, well, I was doing the farming at home, and the time came where my parents were planning on me to take the farm over. I had one brother younger, and I thought, I can't do that. I knew if I take the farm over, then I'm really tied up to everything, so... And when I was 20, almost 21, when we turned 21 is when we get on our own, like we're out to look out for ourselves, not when we're 18. So I was almost 21, and that was in November of 2007. So, I think it was 2007, but anyway... God kept telling me, I got something else for you. And one day, November 11, 2007, it was like he led me the way. All that week, I really felt like that's going to be my last week. I didn't know where I was going, but I told God, wherever you're going to take me, I said, I don't have a job anywhere else. I said, this farm here is the only place I have a job, but I guess wherever you're going to take me, I'm going to trust you that you're going to have work for me. And so that week I worked and worked. It seemed like I didn't work hard, but I got a lot more work done than ever before in the week, just because I knew my youngest brother is going to have to do everything. So that November 11 was on a Sunday. And my parents went to the neighbors, and my brothers and sisters that were still at home, they were in the house or somewhere, and I went out to feed the horses at lunchtime, and it was just like God had everything planned. And I fed the horses and walked out behind the barn. It was raining and thundering, and I was like, I asked God, is this the time you want me to go? Well, actually, I skipped I tried to walk out Saturday night because I was tired of waiting. That Saturday night, I was finally like, I'm just going to walk out on my own. But it didn't work. God said, that's not when I was going to take you. So anyway, then Sunday when I walked out, it was thundering and pouring down rain, and I just started walking. I had my clothes on my back, $50 in my pocket, and I was like, God, I don't have a job. Kept thinking that as I was walking. Walked for 6 miles in the rain, and finally stopped at a friend's house. I knew her, but I didn't, like, she had no idea that I was coming or nothing. I walked in, told her what I am doing, and she's like, well, she'll help me. She'll help me out. Asked me where I want to go. I said, I don't know. I just want to sit here quiet for a little bit. Well, she got all excited about having me do a little this and a little that, and I said, I just want a quiet time. So I sat there for a couple hours, and finally I told her where I want to go. She took me a couple miles to Frank's house that I knew. They had also left the Amish, and got there and told him what I have in mind. He was all excited to help me. He called a couple of his buddies up and asked if they would have work for me, and they said they do. I went to work the next day, and it was working. I started working for a construction company that Monday, and I worked for them till this spring in May. I started my own business. I'm self-employed now. I'm shoeing horses, and now just 2 weeks ago I got married. And God has just blessed me in so many ways. I'm just excited now to see what He's got for me from here. And I just thank Mike for giving me the opportunity to share this with you. And I hope that you enjoyed what I had to share. And if there's anybody in here that doesn't know God, I just want to tell them there's nothing to wait for, because once you know God, that's all you need. Just, that's it.